Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on work, sex, parenting, or more, please, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter, pop, pop, live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. This one could be yours. Okay.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my brother's ex-wife on the car. Got it? All right. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been separated for 3 months and I'm getting divorced. My husband and I had a very happy marriage until 3 months ago. He was a family man and he's allowed two of my younger siblings to live with us in the past. My youngest brother is 28 and he rushed into marriage after he got a woman pregnant. It was obvious that his wife was not the marrying type. She's 25 and all she does is smoke weed and drink. One night, she went home drunk and tried to fight my brother, so he put her out and divorced her a few months later. She resurfaced 3 months ago asking if she could stay with my husband and I while she looked for a job close to the baby's daycare. We agreed to 1 week. This girl ate our food and used my car and never said thank you. My husband claimed he didn't like her attitude, so he avoided her. That's a lie. Just 5 days after she got to our house, she ruined my life. She was out smoking weed on the patio and my husband was gone. Around 9 p.m., I heard noises coming from the carport, so I went to see if it was my husband. It was him and my brother's wife. He had her bent over his car, and when they heard me, they started pulling up their pants. I told them both to leave. I was so shocked that she would do that to me. My husband moved out and served me with divorce papers recently. He said it is all his fault and he could never look me in the eyes after what he did. Now my only problem is that my brother wants his family back together and he wants to remarry his ex-wife. How can he want her back? I've lost my husband, and if my brother remarries this woman, I won't ever speak to him again. Would I be wrong to cut my little brother off? You know what? I got to tell you, you have every right to handle this situation however you see fit. I clearly understand why you're angry. I understand why you feel betrayed by your brother, by his ex-wife, by all of this situation. But him getting ready to remarry this weed-smoking trifling heifer who broke up your marriage, wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. So handle it however you need to handle it. I mean, you're thinking, how could he do this to you? I get it. Either he's still in love with her or has forgiven her for having sex with his brother-in-law, your husband, which I don't know how he could, or he's just whipped and just stupid. I mean, I don't know, but some of the blame for all this has to go to you and your husband for letting her come back. You knew what kind of person she was. Letting her come back to live with you was crazy because you just knew how she caused the breakup of her own marriage. Then you double back and invite the devil in your house again after your brother divorced her. I mean, why would you do that? Her coming back to live with you should have never happened. At that point, I'm sure your brother felt some kind of way about you. Think about it. But I don't know. The damage is done now, so there's enough hurt and pain to go around for everyone in this entire family. So, no, I definitely get it if you're mad at your little brother for taking her back, but at some point, you're going to have to forgive him so you can move on. That's his life, you know. Your husband, on the other hand, cannot look you in the eye because he knows what he did to cause all of this. I'm glad that nowhere in this letter did you say you were taking him back, because what he did was just foul. Steve?
I see what's happening in the letter. My brother's ex-wife on the car. The real problem in all of this is your husband. Mm-hmm. This is your real problem. You ain't married to your brother. You didn't marry his skank ex-wife. You're married to your husband. The person that owes you their loyalty in this letter, that owes you and promised it to you, was your husband. It ain't enough in this letter about your husband. You keep talking about bringing up this girl and this man. And how could she do this to me and your brother? And if he, should I cut him off if he remarried? What? You need to get your priorities lined up here. Your real problem is your husband. He the only one took a vow to you. Your brother's stupid. The girl trash. What you expect from stupidity and what do you expect from trash? Stupid people are going to do stupid things. Trash type people are going to do trash things. The only decency your husband got in him is he know he can't look you in the eye because of what he did. He know that. All right, let me try to walk you through this ignorance right here. It's really nothing you do. I'm separated for 3 months. I'm getting divorced. Your husband and I, we had a very happy marriage 3 months ago. He was a family member. He allowed 2 of my younger siblings to live with us in the past. My youngest brother, 28, he rushed into marriage, got a woman pregnant. It was obvious his wife wasn't a marrying type. She's 25. All she do is smoke weed and drink. One night she went home drunk and tried to fight my brother, so he put her out and divorced her a few months later. Now, here's the part where Shirley, I understand. She resurfaced 3 months ago asking if she could stay with my husband and I while she looked for a job close to the baby's daycare. We agreed to 1 week. I understood that. That's okay. That wasn't inviting the devil back in. That was just your husband has proven he's a family man, but he proved he's really, really a family man, though. See, the problem is your husband.
Hold that thought, Steve.
Okay.
We'll be back with part 2 of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my brother's ex-wife on the car. We'll get back into it right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my brother's ex-wife on the car.
Listen to me. This whole thing, lady, this letter about this woman, about your brother, whether you should accept your brother back, how could she do this to me? All of this, your focus should be purely on your husband. Now, there's some ramifications and some fallout behind it, but your husband bought all this. See, you said in your letter you and your husband had a really happy marriage. He was a family man. He allowed two of my younger siblings to live with us. My youngest brother, 28, rushed into marriage. He got a girl pregnant. Obviously, she wasn't a marrying type. She's 25. All she do is smoke weed and drink. One night, she went home drunk and tried to fight my brother, so he put out and divorced her a few months later. You're not divorcing a woman because she came home drunk and tried to fight you. It's way more to this than that. Way, way more to this than that. Your brother's stupid. So he ain't smart enough to divorce you just because you came home drunk and wanted to fight him. No, 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 no. Something happened while she was out that caused the fight, that made him put her out, that made them want a divorce. All right. She resurfaced 3 months ago asking if she could stay with my husband while I was and while she looked for a job close to the baby's daycare. We agreed to 1 week. That's being nice. Your father, you just said that your husband is a family man and he allowed two of your younger siblings to live with y'all. You said that. This girl ate our food, used my car, and never said thank you. You just said she smoked weed and drank all day. She ain't got time to say thank you. It's hard to say thank you while you smoking weed.
While you high.
Yeah, you can't remember her manners and stuff when you high. My husband claimed he didn't like her attitude, so he avoided her. That's a lie. 5 days after she got to our house, she ruined my life. Oh, did she? She was out smoking weed on the patio. My husband was gone. Around 9 p.m., I heard noises from the carport, so I went to see if it was my husband, and it was, and my brother's wife. He had her bent over his car, and when they heard me, they started pulling up their pants. I told them both to leave. That's a lot of stuff missing in this letter right here. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, girl. See, let's just leave that alone. I was so shocked that she would do that to me. You were so shocked that she would do that to you. But do that to you. You shocked at her. Your sentence was he had her bent over his car. He had her bent over his car. Your next line is, I was so shocked she would do that to me. You forgot about the last statement you made. Anyway, my husband moved out and served me with divorce papers recently. He said it was all his fault and he could never look me in the eye after what he did. Okay, cool. Now, my only problem, here we go. Now my only problem is that my brother wants his family back together and he wants to remarry his ex-wife. How that's your problem? You got your priorities wrong. Your marriage is gone. The problem ain't your brother's stupid. We done talked about this. He's stupid. He wants to remarry his ex-wife. How can he want her back? Cause he's stupid. And I've lost my husband, and if my brother remarries this woman, I don't ever want to speak to him again. That's a decision you making. Would I be wrong to cut my brother? Cut your brother off? You cut your husband off? He's stupid. My question is, he want her back. What is she doing to these men?
No, he's killing it.
That is the question for me. What is this alcoholic, weed-smoking woman doing to these men that make him in the carport and your wife right there in the house? What is she doing that make your brother want her back after your brother know she been with your ex-husband and he want to remarry her? What is she doing? Doing some things, and I'm just going to have to be honest with y'all. It is really undescribable. What is going on in this letter right here? Magnificent feats of wonderment. But that's all she can do, though. She can't think. She can't save money. She can't raise kids. She don't know where the baby daycare at. She has no thought to the future. But Lord, 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 I think there's some clapping involved. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Heard rumor.
Please leave your comments.
There's clapping sounds that makes a man do extra things.
On today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey. FM.com, and please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
I asked a girl to marry me one time. I was 18.
On demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.